above the four amas, the six above the four, you'll now have to chip in. Now here, what's going to be if the one that first builds it comes to the second one and says, listen, pay me the money. Now that I see you're happy with it, you owe me the money. And the second one says, I paid you already. Here the halacha is the opposite. That it's becheska shloi nosan. We do not believe the second one. He's not nemo to say he paid up. Unless he has a proof, he has a star, or he has edim that said that he paid up. But as long as that he can't prove that he paid up, then we believe the first one that says, you did not pay me yet. And Rashi explains, because people do not know about the chiyuv. Since people do not know about the chiyuv that you have to pay for it, so like Nechitez, he paid up. Like it's more mistar, we did not pay up. Like it's more mistar for the first, the second would only pay up if Vezdin forced him. So if Vezdin forced him to pay up, like there ain't him there, people know he paid up. So if he doesn't have any edim that he paid up, he's not never to say he paid up. So it says like this. And what's the difference? The Gemara says, Omar Rosh Lakish, HaKaveya Zman L'Chaveiroi. If you made up a time, like you're lending your friend money, and you made up, you have to pay me back in a month. You made up a time, how much he has, at what time he should pay you back. So HaKaveya Zman L'Chaveiroi. Now, the Omar Loi Praticha B'Tech Zmani. Then later, at the end of the month, the end of the 30 days, the Malva comes to life and says, listen, pay me up. I lent you $100. You're supposed to pay me up within 30 days. Pay it up to me now. And the Leiva says back, you know what? I paid it back to you already. I paid it back to you 2 weeks ago. That's called Praticha B'Tech's money. I paid you up 2 weeks ago. So what's the Lacha? The Lacha is Einu Neman. He's not believed. You know why? Ulevai Sheyifra B'Zmanoi. Like Halevai, people should pay up at the time. Like you borrowed the money for 30 days. So it's like a Chazak, a person does not pay up within those 30 days. You'll first pay up after the 30 days. But if you said you paid up before, we do not believe you. Tzmar says, Abaye v'Rava, Abaye v'Rava, the Amr Tavar, they both say, Ovid Inish, the Porvus Koy Zimne. They both argue on Rosh Lakish. They both say, no, a person could be, sometime he pays up in the middle of the time. Why? Zimne de Misrami Le Zuzi. Sometimes, like, he makes a very good deal. Like, true, I borrowed $100 for you for 30 days. Like, I thought I won't have enough money to pay back until 30 days. But sometimes it happens that a week later, you make a tremendous business deal, and you have $1,000 now. So you want to get rid of your chayiv, you do want to pay up for the zmanoi. Zimna nim nisram alei zuzi. Omar, the Leiva says like this, listen, Ezel Ifra, let me go now and pay up my malva right now. Ki hechad lel taradon, he shouldn't bother me. Like if I don't pay him up now, I know at the end of 30 days he's going to come and bother me, pay me, pay me, pay me. So let's garuk my cup, let me get finished with him already. I'll pay him up right now. That's the machlokes Rosh Lakish and Rava. Abaye v'Rava, if there's such a svara like Rosh Lakish says, the chazaka that ain't adam pareya teich zmanoi. That's what Rosh Lakish says. There's a chazaka person does not pay up teich zmanoi, and Rava and Abaye says no, there's no such chazaka. Sometimes a person pays up even teich zmanoi. So what's like this? Tanan, right? Tanan Mishnah, v'cheska shenosan. The Mishnah says again, when this wall fell down between the two chotzer, and now they went to build it up again, so lachriv, they have to build it together. If later one of them says, listen, I built it up on myself, and now you go pay me the money, and the other one says, nothing doing, I paid you already. So he's never to say that he paid already, it's becheska shenosan, unless the first one can bring a proof that he did not pay. So Mar says, hey, Kedami, what is the Mishnah talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, that the first one says, listen, I paid you up at the time when I was supposed to. In other words, they were supposed to build the wall, let's say, within 10 days. And he's saying, now, I paid you up during those first 10 days. Says, Rodo de Mar Pshita. So, of course, the second one is Neman. Of course, the second one is Neman to say he paid you up. Like if he says I paid you up, I paid you up his money at the right time. So korb shita. Rashi says shita the neman. Shereizu tana monli biyotko. I'm saying you owe me $100. V'aloyam, the other one saying back. En chob yodi klum. I don't know your penny. Like he's saying very good. The guy is answering back and saying, listen, I paid you the $100 at the right time when I was supposed to. So his mom is like, I'm saying you owe me $100, and you say you owe me nothing. So shita, your neman. He's a kofar kolam. Navadi's neman. So the Mishnah, you only need a Mishnah for this to say that you never to say you paid up. Pshita you never to say you paid up. Elo, rather, isn't the Chiddush of the Mishnah like this? Elo, lav, isn't it The Omalei Praticha Batech Zmani. The Mishnah is talking about that the second one says, I paid you back even before you build up the wall, or even while you were building up the wall, even before I had it paid up. Let's say the wall takes a few days to build. So really you only have to pay after the wall is built. And I say, you know what, I even paid you before the wall was built. That's the machloikis, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And still we say he's nemba to say he paid up. There's the Alma, what do we see? That Ovid Inish the Parah B'Terech Zimnei. That a person pays up even before his time, even before he has to pay up. Sometimes people do pay up earlier. So according to Raya from our Mishnah, like Abaye Verov and not like Resh Lakish. The Kash and Resh Lakish. Sumar says no. Resh Lakish will say back, I'll tell you, Shani Hocha. Here by building up a wall, it's much different. I'll tell you, by building up a wall, the whole Shofa V'Shofa Zimnehu. Every single brick, every single row they build of the wall, that's the time to pay. In other words, there's no such thing as that you have to pay me after I build the whole wall. That was the Havamino. That I'm building the wall right now, and sure, you have to pay here. But when do you have to give me the money? After I build the whole wall. Gemara says, no, that's not the Svara. Really, every single brick that I do, there's a charge for that. It's a dollar for every brick I lay. So every single brick I laid right now, you owe me 50 cents. So therefore, whenever he says he paid up, it's always called Bizmanoi. There's no such thing as saying I paid you up Koydim's money. Because once he started to build, for every little thing that he's doing, that's already the Zman to pay up. Therefore, by a wall, there's no such thing as Teich Zmani. Therefore, Resh Lakish agrees that here it's called Bechezka Shenosan. So from now on, Mishnah, you can't bring a proof. Toshima, come now, bring a different proof. That the Mishnah says, in the Sefer already, it says, Bechezka Shenosan. The Sefer says it's Bechezka that he did not pay up yet. At Sheyovi Raya Shenosan. Unless he could prove it that he did pay up. Again, the Sefer is where he built the first one, built up the wall more than four amos, more than he had to. So at that time, the second one does not have to pay. Just later on, when the second one builds up his own wall, the same height as the first one, showing us that he has enjoyment from the first wall, he likes it, he's using it, he wants it. So now he has to pay half of the first wall also. So this, though, if he says he paid up, he's not Neman, unless he brings a proof that he paid up. Here it's Becheska Shaloi Nosan. Ashiyovi Rayish Nosan. That's the Pshan the Sefer. All right, turn over. So Mar says also here, Hey Chidami, what is the Sefer talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Diomalei Praticha Bizmani, that the second one says, listen, I paid you. After you build the wall, after it was finished, I paid you Bizmani. The Rashi says, Kishe Gomarti es Koisliv Yadati Kamas Chiyati L'Siebek Voson, that after you finished building your wall, and then we know how tall you build it, so we know how much I have to pay. That's when I paid you. Fred Gemara, so am I loy? So why isn't he believed then? And the Kura, if he says he paid Bizmanoi, so why shouldn't he be believed? And the Mishnah says he's not Neman, why not? El Olav isn't the Mishnah talking about the Yomalei Praticha B'Terech Zmani that we're talking about now in the Sefer. The second one says, I paid you even before you build it up, even before you finished building it. That's called Terech Zmani. Salma, what do we see? That Loi Ovid Inish Depora B'Goy Zimnei. We see like Resh Lakish, but there's such a chazaka, a person does not pay up before he really has to. Therefore, here in the Sefer, since he doesn't have to pay until after the first one finished building his wall, and here the second one says, I paid you even before you finished building the wall, that's called Teich Zmani, therefore you're not believed. Why? It's a riot to Resh Lakish, because there's such a chazaka that a person does not pay up Teich Zmani, so it's a riot to Resh Lakish. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Yochi, here in the Sefer it's much different. The Omar, because he says, Mi Yema de Mechayv Li Rabbonin, like nobody really knows about this chiyuv. Because here we're talking about when the first one builds up the wall, 10 amos, he did not have to pay him for those extra 6 amos. It's only later on, after the second one builds up his wall, that now we say you're having enjoyment from the first wall, you have to pay him for that first wall. Now, people do not know this chiyuv. Therefore, min astam, you do not pay it up unless you go to Beis Din. So therefore, if you happen to say you paid up, we don't believe you. That's why. Not because a person does not pay up Teich Zmanei. If you know you have to pay up, it could be, it's like Rav of Yabaya, that people like to pay up Teich Zmani in order to avoid the nudge later. But here, the person himself doesn't know so clearly that he has to pay. So if you do not know, you have to pay, and you go and say you did pay, that we don't believe you. Therefore, in such a case, it may be chazoko that you did not pay up, unless you have edim that you paid. Therefore, there's no proof to buy you or to reslokish. Tamar says, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, bread Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Kabaye, Rava. They both did like Abaye, Rava, that even if somebody said he paid up Turf's money, he's Nemon. Ma Baravashi, over to reslokish. He acted like reslokish. No, if somebody said I paid you up Turf's money, we do not believe him. The Hilka Sukh reslokish. The Loch was talking like reslokish. That there's such a chazoko that a person does not pay up Turf's money. If you borrow the money for a certain amount of time, you're only Neman if you say you paid up after that time. But if you said you paid up before that time, you're not believed. If the other one says you did not pay me. And the Chiddush is, V'yafilu me'yasmi, even if it's a question of taking away the money from Yisoyimim. V'yaf agav du'yamamar, even though we learned that haboli parim inichsi Yisoyimim, if somebody wants to collect money from Yisoyimim, like you lent money to the father owed you money, and then the father died, the Yisoyimim take over the father's money, so you want the property, so you want to go down out to the Yisoyimim to collect the money that the father owed you. So halacha is, lo yipor ela b'shvua. You're only allowed to take away the money, the karka, from the Yisoyimim if you swear. You have to swear that their father owed you the money and he did not pay you up. But still, if the Yisoyimim say that we paid you up to your money, they're not nemun. And then you have a right to collect the money from the Yisoyimim without swearing. Because there's a chazoka, loy ovid inish depor begazimne. We pass on like Rosh Lakish, there's such a chazoka. There's a chazoka, a person does not pay up his loan, takes the money. Like Rashi says, Yafilu miyasmi, he may salayv, even if the leiva dies, but takes the money. Goy vechayvim and yasayim beloy shvua. Loy chashin and dilmapar, we're not afraid, maybe the father paid. Because since the father died, takes the money, it's a chazoka, he for sure did not pay up. Therefore, you have a right to get your money back from the yasayim without a shvua. Now the Gemara says like this. Iboy, we have a question like this. Tovu liyachazman. Let's say you go, the malva goes to the loiva after the month is up and says, listen, time is up, come pay me up. He went to him a week later, a week after the zman. The loiva answers back like this. And he tells him now a week later that praticha b'teich zmani. You should know I paid you up 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago. He says, not that I paid you up this last week, which then he would have been believed, but instead he said, no, I paid you up 2 weeks ago, which was Turks money. So now, what's the halacha here? Me, Amrina, do we say, Pimokim Chazok Amrina Mali Lishaker, like really?